This is Girl to Woman Podcast with host and creator Ami Kayshawn, where I empower, educate, and entertain teen girls and women to have a greater relationship with self. This podcast is for you if you're ready to create and not wait on your happiness. If you're rocking with me, let's roll. Hello, what's going on with you? You know what today is. It's another day for you to have a greater relationship with yourself. I do my best to empower you on this Girl to Woman podcast with everyday down-to-earth girl talk motivation. Now, you can take it a step further. For those of you who want more valuable content, go to AniJohnson.com and sign up for my free audio, 10 Secrets to Having a Happy and Healthy Relationship with Self. This is what I call your self ship. In order for us to get to where we want to go, you gotta be flying your self ship, right? Right? Okay. You will also receive weekly inspiring notes straight to your inbox from me. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to AniJohnson.com and get your free audio already. Thanks for letting me roll with you on this journey. Now let's get started with our session. We're on session 143, and our topic of discussion today is feedback versus criticism. Is there a difference or are they the same? How are you guys doing today? Are you having a fabulous day? Are you making this day work for you? Now, if you're frustrated, if you're irritated, if you're pissed this morning, do your best to shake it out. Do your best to just woo-side, breathe in and out. But be intentional with this day and do your best to make it work for you. Put a smile on your face and know you got it, okay? Feedback versus criticism. Are they different? Are they the same? I wanted to talk about this topic because one thing that I know about who I am, I'm opinionated like a mother sucker. And this is a gift and a curse. Yes, it is. But what I also know is I come from a line of opinionated women in my family. And so before I truly realized this whole opinionated thing in me, I guess I looked at it as normal. I was unconscious to it, if you will. And so to say what's on your mind, to say how you feel, and all this other good jazz was just like, that's what you do. And it is to a certain degree until it comes across or until it's an energy that is hindering you and others, if you will, and not helping. So that's one reason why I wanted to bring this whole thing up, to talk about feedback versus criticism. So I have a question for you. Since I'm getting all vulnerable with my business and everything, are you a part of the feedback loop or are you a cryptic critic? Are they different to you or do you believe that they're the same? At first glance, I truly believe that they were basically the same, like tomato, tomato, if you will. But after carefully thinking and researching, they're different. And so I want to talk about just Ani's common sense kind of weird way of thinking first. I mean, the whole logic of the two words. Say feedback to yourself. And then say critic or criticism. Immediately in my mind, one carries a different feeling, a different energy than the other. I mean, feedback, it sounds more nourishing and helpful. Critic, blood-sucking, heavy, negative. It's one of them like, really? Oh my gosh, what are they going to say now? And so that's just my little common sense way of thinking, But as I was researching, the other thing that really stuck out to me, the other word that kind of separated the two was intention. See, we talk about that word intention a lot when I talk about how's your day going? Are you being intentional? And intention is a powerful word. What did you intend it
to be is the question. Are you intending to be hurtful or helpful? And then that will kind of help you figure out, are you more in the feedback loop or if you're more of a cryptic critic? Behind your transmitting information to whomever you're transmitting it to, it's all about your intention. But even though, you know, sometimes you say stuff and you're like, well, I didn't mean it that way. It could be the tone that you're taking or the body language, or depending on the history or the previous experiences that you have had with this person and in transmitting information about them or a situation that they have been involved in, how they're going to look at the information you're giving anyway. Because, of course, the intention of you transmitting information to this person or this group of people or whomever, they have good intentions, but if they've always felt like every information or every tidbit of advice you've always shared seemingly had a negative vibe to it or a complainer's vibe to it, they're probably automatically going to perceive you as being a cryptic critic. And I think I can be guilty of that. That don't feel good to raise my hand like that. But this is girl to woman, and we have to kind of be honest. You know what I'm saying? We have to be honest. So for those of you who may feel like, you know what, maybe I am a cryptic critic and I need to switch that flow up a little bit, you know, switch that energy, switch that intention, so that I can get more into the feedback loop and have better communication, hopefully see better results and things of that nature, nurture a better relationship, whether that's with your partner, whether that's in a business relationship, whether that's in a family relationship, friends. However, much of this intention that I'm talking about, I would say you have to really be able to observe yourself and ask, are you looking to judge, put fault to, or blame someone? That sounds more critic, doesn't it? Because a lot of times when people are saying things to transmit information to others, it's more so, oh, especially the average human wants to just blame. Like, it's not my fault, it's your fault, and I'm finna judge you. And so that immediately comes across as criticism. Or on the flip side of that coin, are you trying to be corrective and evaluate for better going forward? That's feedback. You're trying to nourish not only that person, but that relationship that you have with that person. And so you're just being more corrective and more evaluating. I know it can... For some people, you're probably like, Ani, you're saying the same thing. You're just using, you know, different words. But it's energy. It's intention. It's feeling. And you already know we're feeling kind of people. As much as people want to act like, oh, I'm not in my feelings, 99% of the time, we are always in our feelings. Because before we even knew anything about logic or intelligence, we were masters at our emotions as babies. And we got results with those emotions. I don't think we just drop that off because we become logic. Now, we do become more mature and wise. That's most definitely true. But you're still emotional. You know what I'm saying? I want you to ask yourself a question about this whole feedback versus criticism thing and where you're trying to go. Because it's important in our communication to know how to transmit information to each other with good intention, with positive intention. And I'm not saying that, you know, things don't get bad. We don't live in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. I know that. But it's still the point to ask yourself this question. When I'm sharing this information, when I'm giving this stuff back, when I'm trying to communicate with my man, when I'm trying to communicate with my family, when I'm trying to communicate with my business partners, am I casting forward, meaning I'm giving evaluative feedback, or am I rubbernecking backwards? I'm so far in the past that all I'm trying to do is use what we've been through and stay stuck right there, rubbernecking. Yes, ma'am, I did say rubbernecking. I used to say that word a lot when I was younger. But anywho, and basically, if you're rubbernecking backwards, you're basically the critic. I mean, don't get me wrong. We all have to gather data from the past, and it's natural. Because I believe in that cliche of you can't know where you're going if you don't know where you come from. And in the sense of business, you always look back on the day, this day last year, how did you do compared to this day this year? And so it's kind of a trend and forecasting thing. But once again, you're looking at it for the sake of gathering information of where we come from to cast forward on where we're trying to go for the better of the team, of the couple, of for the relationship. I really hope that makes sense. So be willing to ask yourself that question. When I am trying to communicate and build this relationship and have more of an effective way of talking to whomever, am I casting forward or rubbernecking backwards? If you're constantly talking about the past to relive it, to reenact it, to put a person's mistakes, failures, or mishaps on a highlight reel, and you know you're being a critic. And no one really likes that. None of us like that. We do have to take criticism in this world, but the intention that's behind it will, in my opinion, determine how well it is received to the other party. Determine how well you potentially will get the results that you're looking for. As I said before, none of us are perfect, and we don't live in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. And so sometimes you may find yourself being critical with the intent of wanting to give feedback, but, you know, the body language and the tension and, you know, you was just so tired and they stepped on your foot for the last time, so you had to say something, right? I know that feeling. So we're not perfect, but if you're truly looking to nourish your relationships, we already know that communication is the key. And feedback, in my opinion, is more nourishing than being a cryptic critic. Food for thought. It's time to hear your 2 to 5 cents. So head on over to facebook.com/AniKJ420 and tell me your thoughts on Facebook. Like my page so we can communicate. Until we talk again, know that you are awesome even on your worst day. And please feel free to share this podcast with a friend or a family member today. And if you're listening to me on the go on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, leave me a review. I want to know how I can better serve you, if you like it, if you don't like it. All that in between. Know that I love you. I'm out of here.